Real IN in Portland.
CBS News. The new left-wing government in Portugal has started to nationalize more of the country's private industry. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Only hours after it was sworn in, the new administration in Lisbon announced it will nationalize the country's second-largest shipyard, along with transportation, shipping and property businesses, and even the nation's beer brewing business. The new regime was formed Friday with Premier Vasco Gonçalves heading a three-man ruling body. The communist-leading Gonçalves threatened to get tough with his opponents, saying he'll use severity and repression if needed. In the northern part of Portugal, where anti-communist feelings are intense, crowds jeered and spat as the names of Portugal's new rulers were announced. The U.S. consulate in Angola Friday warned the estimated 120 Americans in that country to leave as soon as possible. Tens of thousands of whites have already fled Angola, where rival black nationalist groups are in a bloody war for territory prior to the nation's getting its independence from Portugal later this year. More news in a moment.
What does the price of potatoes have to do with using Quaker State Motor Oil in your car? Well, like everything else these days, even good old reasonably priced spuds have shot up in price. So you can imagine how much an engine repair will cost you. And here's where Quaker State Motor Oil comes in. You see, regular changes with Quaker State can help reduce costly engine repairs. Made from Pennsylvania-grade crude oil, the world's choicest, and refined an extra step, Quaker State's the number one selling motor oil. And now that you need Quaker State more than ever, you can find it in more places than ever. Quaker State may not drive down the price of potatoes, but it can certainly help save you some cabbage.
Quaker State, your car.
The Civil Aeronautics Board is creating two new types of low-cost air charter flights starting September 13th. Details reported by Nelson Benton in Washington.
The CAB will permit charter operators to conduct one-stop tours instead of a minimum three stops. The cost of such tours, including modest accommodations, could come in at less than the current round-trip coach fare to the same destination. For example, New York round trip to Honolulu for seven nights would cost a minimum of $361 plus the tour operator's expense and markup. The round trip coach fare on an individual basis to Honolulu is $550. The board is also liberalizing rules for special trips such as conventions, bowl games, and the like in an effort to lower air costs for that kind of travel. The CAB in the past has tailored its regulations to prevent too many inroads by charters into the scheduled airlines' operations. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Washington.
One airline has already decided to challenge the new fares. TWA has gone to court contesting the action, claiming the CAB is overstepping its authority. President Ford Saturday observes the anniversary of his first year in office. He was sworn in August 9, 1974. Mr. Ford will mark the occasion with a private dinner party at the White House during the evening. On Sunday, the president leaves for a 15-day vacation in Vail, Colorado. House Republican leader John Rhodes says he does not think Richard Nixon will ever again regain public office. Rhodes said that arrogance and a feeling that it could do no wrong were the undoings of the Nixon White House. Rhodes was one GOP leader who counseled Mr. Nixon during his last days as president. In Denver, an air traffic controller at Stapleton Airport says that 5 minutes before Thursday's crash of a Continental Airlines jet, the pilots of two other airplanes warned controllers of heavy wind turbulence. The Continental plane crashed just as it took off. No one was killed, but 39 people were injured. Newspapers in Hong Kong are reporting there was a river disaster early this week in mainland China. The reports, which quote travelers returning from the mainland, say two excursion boats collided and sank on a river near Canton, China. It's said that at least 400 people were killed and about 100 others are missing. CBS News continues in a moment.
Things like a taste, smoothness, and a drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. A taste, a smoothness, and a drinkability that say, this beer, Budweiser, is the king of beers.
When you say Budweiser,
you've said it all.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
They said it couldn't be done. Kill, please, and take. let your dog suffer with fleas and ticks. The Hart's 2-in-1 collar kills them both. Why settle for old-type flea collars? The Hart's 2-in-1 collar kills both fleas and ticks. And you only replace it when effectiveness diminishes. Don't be fooled. Get your dog the Hart's 2-in-1 collar. One incredible collar for both fleas and ticks.
Europe is having one of its worst heat waves of the century. Temperatures have soared into the 90s for several straight days. It's been so hot in England that London bobbies have been allowed to patrol the streets without wearing ties. The first time in history the tradition-bound English have seen that happen. The heat wave stretches from Scandinavia to the boot of Italy. There is a serious water shortage in Italy. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
Portland Mayor Neil Goldschmidt and the City Council are charged with racial discrimination in a class action complaint filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and the U.S. Department of Labor. The complaint was filed by United Minority Workers Incorporated, a nonprofit organization designed to bring minority group members and women into government work. The complaint alleges that the City of Portland is discriminating against minority organizations in its allocation of Comprehensive Employment and Training Act funds. The complaint also asks for injunctions against allocation of all manpower and revenue-sharing funds until the charges are investigated. Oregon Senator Bob Packwood told Governor Straub today that renewal of federal revenue sharing for the states is practically certain. Packwood is in Oregon for the congressional recess. He begins a two-week tour of eastern Oregon Monday. Packwood said he expects Congress to approve a revenue-sharing program about 15% higher than the existing program. Oregon now receives about $44 million per biennium in federal revenue sharing. The Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development has made a preliminary allocation of $1,800,000 to Oregon for housing assistance for the poor and elderly. The announcement was made today by Governor Straub. The federal money will be used for lower-income families who rent new multifamily housing in non-metropolitan areas. The money will be granted in the form of rent supplements. A 25-year-old Springfield man was killed in Eugene today when the car he was driving collided with an out-of-control utility trailer. The victim was identified as Robert Howard. Police say he was killed when a utility trailer came unhitched from another car, jumped a concrete divider, and plowed into Howard's car. The accident occurred on a four-lane overpass. The weather for Portland-Vancouver, fair tonight. Brief clouds Saturday morning, otherwise sunny days Saturday and Sunday. Lows in the mid-50s, highs in the mid-80s. Chance of measurable rain near zero tonight through Saturday. The present temperature in downtown Portland, 63 degrees. That's KOIN News to 1108. I'm Bill Garrity.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... G. Marshall. Are you one of those who believe that the voices of those you love can reach you from beyond the grave? And if you do, should you summon them up, or is it wiser to leave the dead past to bury its past? I offer no answer. You decide for yourself on the basis of this story of men who flirt with death all their lives.
If he can keep her on the track, he made that curve all right.
Yeah, but he's catching up on the straightaway, and he's going to try to... No!
What is it?
It's the same pattern that killed my father.
It's okay. He has plenty of room and enough speed if he just keeps his nerve. Oh, Judas!
What?
He chickened out. The damn fool's trying to come back inside, but the car won't hold the...
No!
Oh, good Lord, she's gone! Ah!
Mystery drama, The Gray Ghost, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Betsy Palmer. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and by the Florida Orange Growers. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
The following fable is presented to make you want to buy a Buick.
As a girl, I had certain aspirations for myself that were not quite the same as the aspirations that others had for me.
Daddy, when I grow up, I want to be president.
That's nice, honey. Of what?
The United States.
Don't be ridiculous, dear. The best you can hope for is first lady.
Even when I got older, things weren't much better. Dad, I want to go to law school and have my own practice.
But, dear, wouldn't you rather go to charm school and have a big wedding?
But today, a woman can do anything a man can. Take the car I just bought, a Buick Century. Not cute, but sporty and good-looking. The kind of car only men are supposed to know about. When I told my father the Century was the only American-made mid-sized car with a V6 engine, he was surprised. When I told him about the great deal I got on the Century, he was impressed and said, I would make somebody a good wife. Then when I told him I was running for Congress, he bit off the arm of his chair.
Buick, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Earthquake, the word that sends cold chills to many people of the world. The shifting, trembling earth, falling objects, glass, debris, are a constant threat. A threat to life and property for many countries, including the United States. And should an earthquake or other natural disaster occur, there are relief organizations to help, like your American Red Cross, always reaching out to people in trouble. The Red Cross Disaster Program meets the urgent needs of victims immediately after a disaster or in advance of a potential crisis. Red Cross Help provides food, clothing, shelter, health services, and other basic elements for comfort and survival. It uses all available resources in addition to its own to provide that vital aid. Always there, always ready, ever extending a helping hand, just like a good neighbor. And that's what we are, your American Red Cross.
All of us have private ghosts of one sort or another, remembered terrors that lurk in shadows deep within us, or specters that lean over one shoulder, ghouls that haunt us by day or night. Psychiatry wouldn't be a very profitable area of medical practice if we didn't. This time around, though, we speak of gentler ghosts, ghosts that the memory refuses to let go, who may not bring fear, but can disturb our lives and haunt us just as thoroughly.
Can I get you another pillow, Mrs. Richards?
No, thanks.
Or a blanket?
No, I don't feel like sleeping.
Long night. It'll be 4.5 hours before we reach Rome. Maybe longer. We can't get around this headwind.
I really don't want anything, thanks.
Well, if you're sure there's nothing I can get you. Oh, maybe a drink.
No. Unless you happen to have one labeled Guaranteed Peace of Mind.
I wish I could provide it. I'm sorry, Mrs. Richards.
Even that really doesn't belong to me. My husband's name.
Oh, dear. You lost him?
In a manner of speaking, he didn't die, just a divorce.
Oh.
That should make me gay, shouldn't it?
Oh, I beg your pardon?
Ah, just a bad joke. The gay divorcee, right? Isn't that the stereotype? Well, I'm not. I'm one of life's losers, and it seems to be a habit that I can't shake.
Oh, I just couldn't figure you for a loser. Not anyone as beautifully dressed and as lovely looking.
Beauty is only skin deep, and the clothes are someone else's design, not mine. That's another one of my failures.
If you want to talk, I'm technically on a break, and I'm a good listener.
Oh, thank you. I can't see your name.
Angie.
Angie, thanks. But I think I'd just soon be alone.
Well, if you need me, just ring.
I don't need you, Angie. I don't need Ken. And most of all, I don't need myself. What I need is...
Oh, Duchess. Long time no see.
Oh, Dad.
Not anymore.
Always. Always.
When you call on me, I have to show up. Running out again, huh, Duchess?
You mean on Ken? Well, I did that months ago.
Yeah, sure, I was Reno. You didn't get over to Vegas and see any of my old gambling buddies, huh?
Nope. I stayed my legal time and got out of town fast.
Why, Duchess?
Oh, I couldn't cut it, Dad. I like Ken too much to be a drag on him. Now, before there were children and we got trapped, I thought I ought to get out, that's all.
Did he want it?
No. But then, you see, he never would face the truth.
What?
That he married a loser. I didn't want to make him one, too.
Duchess, why do you call yourself a loser all the time?
Come on, Dad. What else am I? I took Mom away from you just by her having...
The breaks, baby. I tried to make up for her the best way I could.
Could I have ever asked for more? You were it. My sun, my moon, the center of it all, Dad. And not only just my father and my friend and my special boyfriend, but you were somebody. Chip Stabile, right up there with Jackie Stewart, Stuart Moss, and Graham Hill. What do you think it was like at those last few Indies? The two that you won, even the one you lost, except...
Except the one I really blew. The one you should forget.
I can't.
You must.
No.
Took me right out of this world.
No, I can't shut out the memory of you passing Alex high on the turn. And the way he drove you off and through the rail. And I can see the car in the air spinning and turning and then crashing. And the sheet of flame, that sheet of flame.
All right, Duchess, knock it off. There are real chances you must take. You don't win them all. Just... Stop remembering. Shut it out of your mind. Let me lie a little easy in my grave.
I can't. You were my whole world. You were never a loser, Dad. I've never been able to believe it really happened. You never died for me.
I'm dead enough. Why won't you accept it?
I know you're dead, but I can't accept it. And once I lost you... Well, I became the perpetual loser. Then I met Ken. Sweet Ken. And he was kind and gentle. And he made me a buyer. I thought maybe that was the way out, but Ken fell in love with me. So I married him. And I thought maybe that was my way out. Well, it wasn't.
Why, Duchess?
Because I couldn't offer him enough in return for what he wanted to give me. He couldn't measure up to you, Dad. So... I'm running.
Where?
Did you ever play pin the tail on the donkey? Well, I picked Rome. On a buyer's trip, I was once kind of happy there, and as happy as I can be since you went out like a shooting star.
You know Freud isn't my bag, Duchess, but what are you going to find there?
I don't know. Maybe enough courage to keep myself from swallowing those sleeping pills that I've been saving up.
You wouldn't do anything stupid like that.
Not so sure.
I'm sorry to bother you, Mrs. Richards, but we're running into some turbulence. Will you please fasten your seatbelt?
What? What is it?
Are you all right? You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
Not seen a... I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, don't be alarmed. It's nothing serious. But we're running into a bad storm, so please fasten your belt. And excuse me. The pilot reports rough weather. Fasten your seatbelt, please.
Dad... Then maybe this would be the best way. Just to go out as you did. And have it all over with.
Well, Mrs. Richards, here we are. Safe and sound.
Oh.
Do you have a bag up above?
No, Angie. Right here by my feet. Oh, I can't believe I'm here in Rome.
Do you have friends waiting for you?
Nobody. I'm flying solo.
Oh, well, where are you staying?
Just a hotel up above the Spanish Steps, the Umberto. You know it?
Oh, yes. Well, you won't be flying solo very long. Not between Italian men and...
Oh, and being a gay divorcee. You think the word would travel that fast, Angie?
Well, in Italy, the name of the game is Amore.
But it is up to me whether or not I want to play it.
Sure.
It isn't bad if you want to go along with it, I guess. Sure beats skeletons in the closet.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci, Angie. And maybe it might be a lot better than ghost bats in the belfry, I guess.
So, Signora Richards, how do you like your first night in Rome?
Oh, huh? It's just beautiful, Signor Vasso. And I love your... restaurant of ours.
Oh, my. Well, I hope that is for the music or anything besides me.
Oh, I promise you, it's nothing but jet lag. I haven't slept for nearly 30 hours or something. I am beat.
But of course you are. I shall take you home subito to bed.
Oh, I am not quite sure how to accept that invitation.
Tonight, without the slightest suspicion, at face value, tomorrow we shall begin our romance, no?
What are you suggesting for tomorrow?
Well, I have my car. The weather is promised to be perfect. Let me drive you up the coast and show you my Italy and my love.
I'm afraid I'll be a disappointment.
Ah, signora, you have had much unhappiness. You are moltissimo triste. That is not right for a woman so beautiful.
That's what I'm trying to...
Eh? What is it?
That waiter there. He looked just like... No, never mind.
But you looked as though you had seen a ghost.
Well, it's a habit I seem to have fallen into lately. I really think I'm just too tired to make sense. Won't you take me home?
If you will promise we meet tomorrow for lunch.
All right, but late. I've got to sleep and sleep till I get all these cobwebs out of my head.
You will not be in Rome long, Mrs. Richards.
I don't know, Signor Basso. It depends.
On what?
My mood, I suppose. Not a very good one, I'm afraid.
L'amore. It kills and it heals. I have been sorry to hear about you and your husband. And the divorce.
Well, how did you know?
Oh, Signor Kerze, from whose firm you used to buy, has told me. That is why he introduced us.
Mm.
You must stay long enough in Italy for me to bring you back the sunshine.
Well, you are making a very good start. It's clouding up. Looks like rain.
Non importante. A shower, that's all.
Oh, it's getting very dark, and you do drive very fast.
I am an Italian, and I have the car to do it.
What time is it?
Does it matter?
I would like to get back to Rome in the daylight, Signor Basso.
Guido?
What?
Well, surely we know each other well enough by now, Caterina. Or may I say, Kate?
If you wish. And Guido is easier than Signor Basso.
Mm-hmm.
Guido, okay? I think maybe we'd better head back for Rome.
Ah, do we really want to?
Now, you're not going to start all this over again, are
At
you?
At every opportunity.
Don't you ever get any rebuffs?
Oh, it happens, but then I do have many affairs of the heart also.
Well, score one for honesty. But I do think we should get back. It's getting quite misty.
Oh, there is no hurry. I can have you back in Rome in 40 minutes. For that matter, if your nerve is as great as your resistance, in less.
60 miles?
80 kilometers. Mia carissima, you are riding in a Ferrari Dino 2500cc displacement 2.5 liters. Nothing can beat this car when I let her out. Or her sister. Whichever one I race at Monza, that's the track outside Milano 2 weeks from now. Will you come and see me win, huh? As my guest?
Well, that depends on how gentle a host you turn out to be today.
Oh, Kate, can you blame me for trying so hard to do...
What is it?
Look behind us.
Not a car, so?
Oh, but what a car.
Oh, it does look a little strange. Hard to see in all this mist. What is it?
Who knows? Homemade. You find them all over Italy. It is our other love affair.
Women and cars.
Or sometimes the other way. This Paisan, he is mad trying to race with my Ferrari and me.
Yes, poor Paisan. And he's coming closer and closer.
This mule track I turned off on Che Diavolo. It winds like a snake. If I had a straight away.
Now,
straight ahead. Now we show him our heels.
And where do you keep your heels, Guido? On your radiator cap?
What do you mean?
Just if you're going to show them to your Paisan, that's where they better be. He's going to pass you.
Impossible.
Not only possible, but there he goes. Guido, you're slowing down. And I thought you never gave up.
Well, you hear what's happened to my car?
Oh, serious?
No. She is due in the shop to be taken down on Monday. She needs an overhaul.
Hmm.
I shouldn't have let her fall out in this condition. Now I am filled with, superstition. Huh? Did we really see that car?
It passed us? Well, course.
Mm. Who was it driving?
Well, in a crash helmet and goggles, how can anyone tell?
Eh? What is it?
I don't know. Just a sudden cold feeling that came over me.
That it might not have been a car at all, huh? Just some phantom of the storm?
Driven by a ghost?
Was it a phantom car? And if it is, who was the wraith that drove it? Was it a deterrent to Signor Basso's carefully planned seduction? Or was it part of his general plan to win Kate? Or at least, as we used to say more politely, her favors? I'll return shortly with Act Two.
I'm Hy Brown, producer of Mystery Theater. This month, we in Walt Disney World are giving 16 lucky people a week of thrilling entertainment at Walt Disney World near Orlando, Florida. Send your name and address. Each week, for 4 weeks, we'll select winners in random drawings. You could win an all-expense-paid vacation for four, flying to the vacation kingdom of the world. Stay at the Dutch Inn, get free tickets to rides and attractions in the Magic Kingdom, including Disney's bicentennial spectacular, America on Parade. There are 400 Mickey Mouse watches as prizes also. Send your name and address to Mystery Theater, Box 1, Radio City Station, New York, 10019. Employees of CBS and Walt Disney not eligible. Contest void where prohibited. That's Mystery Theater, Box 1, Radio City Station, New York. Entries received by September 3 are eligible for at least one drawing. Winners will be notified by mail.
For hundreds of years, alcoholic men and women have been scolded, denounced, beaten, lashed, pilloried, dunked, jailed, and, of course, threatened with eternal damnation. There is no evidence that any of these treatments ever resulted in a single cure. Why not? Simply because alcoholism is not a crime. It is not a moral weakness. It is an illness. An illness that can be treated successfully. What's more, alcoholism can often be prevented before it develops if we learn to recognize the early signs of drinking problems. After all these years, there ought to be better ways to treat alcoholism than punishing the alcoholic person. And of course, there are. For information or help, write Box 2345, Rockville, Maryland.
This message is a public service by this station and the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism.
The strange vehicle that passed him so ignominiously turns out to be, for the moment, it is not occupying Guido's mind. His thoughts are far from the supernatural. No, something more natural and obvious is on Guido's mind, has been ever since he met Kate, and he little expects ever to see the ghost car again.
Do you think you can coax her back to Rome?
Oh, I could not think of it. But we are coming into Corvietto, a little town right ahead. We can garage her there for the night.
Oh. Won't they have a mechanic?
To touch a mia bambina? Oh, no. I phoned her to Rome for my own.
Well, how long will that take?
Just overnight.
Oh. And this Corvietta, of course, there is no railroad, I suppose, no buses to Rome.
No, just a village. Mm. But there is a delightful little pensione, a charming little inn that is run by an old friend of mine.
I see. Well, I guess I do owe you an apology, Guido.
You do? For what?
Well, back there on the road, I was kidding you about never giving up. Guess I should have known better. You never do, do you?
Kate, I am a man. And Italiano.
Buonasera. You wish to register?
Per piacere. Come sta, signora Brandaglione? Huh?
Ah, sta bene. Molto grazie, signor Basso.
Sì.
Nice to see you. Ah, you and the signora prefer a room on the garden or upstairs?
Neither.
Gay?
2 single rooms, 1 upstairs, the other down, and I'll take the ground floor.
But I do not understand, signora.
It's quite simple. I am not, technically anyway, a signora. I'm a single girl, and I guess I'm a miss.
Miss?
She means that we are not married, or...
Oh, a million pardons. Right. Now I understand.
So does the signor, I hope.
I was only joking, Kate. Please forgive me for all this inconvenience. I'm sorry this had to happen, believe me.
I don't.
Don't what?
Don't believe you for a moment that you're sorry.
Oh, you are so right.
And I will tell you something else, I think.
What?
I think you're a heel, Senor Basso.
Would I deny it? Why don't you sign the register, Kate? And then the padrona will show you to your room, and while you freshen up, I will arrange for dinner with wine and candlelight. And I will hope that when you come back, you will be more forgiving. And I shall phone my mechanic in Rome to be here first thing in the morning to fix the car. Okay?
If you mean make a phone call, yes.
Oh, I am not forgiven?
Well, I'd like to do a little thinking about that first.
I will live on hope that you will be generous. Scusi, huh?
The thing, how to say, Miss has no luggage.
The only possible baggage you see is me. Now, where did the signor leave his car?
At the garage, right across the street.
Is there a mechanic there?
Ah, but the best, Giovanni. But if you would care to see your room...
I think I'd rather see Giovanni first.
But of course. Shall I tell the signor you are there?
Well, if you don't mind, any messages from me, I'd like him to get by himself. Oh, yes, Dad. If he knew whose daughter he was messing around with, he wouldn't be so smart. Giovanni?
Sì, un momento, per favore. Che faccio mi...
Something wrong.
Oh, not in your life.
Well, then why the...
Oh, American, too. Hey, lady, I haven't seen anything like you since the Miss America pageant, 1971.
Well, thank you. I feel like a wine. Was that a good year?
Oh, the best. Everyone a winner. But not one could hold a candle to you.
And here I'd just about decided that you were all American yourself, Giovanni.
Ah, Joe will do. I am American. Born and bred there. It's my country.
You know, you sound as though you miss it.
Every minute of every day.
And why do you stay here?
Like this and that. Yeah, you know, when my mom died and nothing would do but my pop had to come home to the old country, you know, that's for laughs in a way.
Why?
Well, my pop was born in Little Italy, you know, Mulberry Street, New York. He didn't even speak Italian as good as I do. But the old ones, they get kinky ideas sometimes. You see, this place right here, this is where my mom was born.
Not very kinky. I can understand why he wanted to see the town.
Sure, but I went along. I made the trip back with him myself because, well, he was pretty sick. And I knew he wanted to die here. One thing led to another. I stayed on, had to make a living to keep us going. So I got the gas station and the shop and became a grease monkey.
In this little town?
Yeah, in this little town. I was stuck. Oh, come on, I didn't mean to break down and tell you the story of my life. It's just that talking American again feels so good. Oh, anyway, no more running off at the mouth. What can I do for you, ma'am?
I just wanted to ask you about the Ferrari that you just gassed up.
Oh, this baby? Well, nothing wrong, I can see. Oh, yeah, little over-choked.
Oh, that figures. You mean someone pulled the choke out?
Sure, flooded the carburetor.
And to make her sound as if she was breaking down?
Well, yeah, if a guy handled it right.
Couldn't have been accidental, could it?
Well, not on a car like this unless... Well, look, I don't know what kind of a driver your husband is,
no,
but...
No, he's not my husband. Signor Guido Basso.
Guido Basso? The billionaire sportsman, the racing driver?
That's our boy.
Holy Mac. In that case, it could only have been deliberate. Like, he must have had some reason to... Like that, huh?
Yeah, like that. He had a cute little notion that we could register here at the Pansione. Which I don't go for. Joe, have you got a car?
Have I got a car? Lady, follow me. Now, I warn you, when I unveil her, she may not look like much, but she is far out. I mean, there is nothing in Europe to touch her. Yeah.
There she is, ma'am. I call her La Bellissima.
The Gray Ghost.
Huh? The what?
You passed us on the road a while back so fast that we weren't sure whether you were real or a mirage.
Oh, she's for real. Yeah. I figured this was the Ferrari I blew by. But I never figured I was kicking dirt on Guido Basso.
Joe, will you take me back to Rome? I'll pay you, of course.
Oh, no, forget it. I'm closing up anyway. Well, what business is there now? Besides, how often does a plain Joe get a chance to play Sir Galahad, huh? What do you want to leave?
As of 5 minutes before I even asked.
You are on your way right now, ma'am. Climb in.
The name is Mrs. Richards. But as long as we're going AWOL together, why not make it Kate?
Okay, Kate, but I feel a little bit shaky.
Why?
Guido Basso, holy cow.
What are you afraid of, that he might catch up with us?
Lady, I mean Kate, not while you're riding these white horses. 250 of them under that hood. Plus a special injection carburetor, which makes all the difference. A little gimmick of my own, you know. I call it the Ross Special.
Ross, is that your second name?
Rossini, before it got cut down. Now listen to this chorus sing. The only thing faster is a jet plane, and you can't run them on the ground. Guido Basso, huh? Oh, I'll bet he popped the cork when I passed him. It's going to make him a hell of a lot madder that you passed him up.
Why are we slowing down?
Well, even Italy has a couple of speed laws. We're already in the outskirts of Rome.
It was so wonderful. Just like old times, sailing on the wind. Oh, she's a wonderful car, Joe. Just ate up the road. Do you race her?
Are you kidding?
How would you like to race her in a couple of weeks at Monza?
Oh, no. No dough.
How much would it cost?
Well, entry fee, pit crew, replacements, parts, travel expense. What's the sense making a list I know by heart? Around 7 or 8 million lira, bottom line.
It's about $12,000.
If you can guess the exchange any given day. I mean, what's the diff? It could be 8 billion. She's not for racing.
Well, then why did you build her?
I don't know. I love cars. She's all I've had since my pop finally cashed in. I'm just plain in love with her, I guess. It's all that holds me here. I should go home.
And what would happen to Bellissima?
I guess I'd sell her. To some rich dilettante like... Now he's too mad at me to buy.
I mean, after all you have told me, you would sell him this...
Before, I'm in debt up to my ears. I could pay off and have enough to let me sneak back into the USA.
No, I can't let you do that. Pull over under the trees and park, Joe. You mustn't sell this car.
Why not?
We're having some technical difficulties. One moment, please. We return now to the Mystery Theater. Please accept our apologies, ladies and gentlemen.
What are the chances you take?
Are you sure? He didn't panic or deliberately drive you into the wall on that turn. Why did he quit then?
We have to rake over the old ashes. Let it go, Kate, will you? We're well out of it. Why try to get back here?
But, Dad, you said I've been running away from things, that I'm afraid to turn around and face life. Well, I think it's time that I did, and this is just as good a place to start as any.
It's gonna run into some heavy dough, baby.
Well, I still have most of what you left me.
Yeah, little enough that was. That'll take most of it.
Dad, I am a gambler, just like my old man, and I'll win it back, if you'll help me.
How?
When I talk to Corfee, coax him to come back to driving.
Oh, it won't be easy. Look, Kate, maybe you...
you better let sleeping dogs lie.
Who is talking about dogs? I'm talking about horses, Dad. The kind you used to ride. Maybe not 4,000cc class yet, or the big purses. This is a sports car racing, 2.5 liters, but it's a beginning. And Joe will go on to build bigger and better cars and get bigger.
And what about your own?
Well, maybe I can prove to myself I'm of use to someone again. And then I can find mine.
I don't know, Duchess. You don't know what you're asking.
Ted, you wouldn't let me down, would you?
That's the whole trouble, Duchess. I'm afraid I might have to.
Well, now, that's a rather uncooperative attitude for a so far friendly, or should we say sympathetic, specter. Why would that presence from beyond the grave not be eager to help the daughter he wants so desperately to find herself again? Or does he know something about his old friend Corfe that we don't know? I'll return shortly with Act 3.
Come on, America, refresh the natural way.
With summer juice.
Soft Italian moonlight filters down through the trees, sending a dancing pattern of light and shadow across Kate's face as she lies back with her eyes closed in the car. Sitting beside her, Joe watches with a small frown of puzzlement. Has she fallen asleep? Or is it just a trick of the rippling shadows that makes it seem as if perhaps she were talking to someone? Then suddenly she opens her eyes.
I know where to get your driver.
Where? Who?
Well, someone I saw in a restaurant the night before last. A waiter.
A waiter?
Named Alessandro Corfe.
Alessandro Corfe? Oh, scrub it, Kate. He hasn't driven in over 4 years.
I think we can get him.
You don't understand. There was an accident at the Indy Speed Trials 4 years ago. His best friend got killed.
I know. He was my father.
Chip Stabile was your father? But I thought you said Richards.
That's right. That's my married name.
Oh.
And, unfortunately, my divorced one.
Oh.
Does that bring out the Italian in you, Joe? Give you any ideas?
None I mightn't have had before.
Well, cool them. I told you this is a partnership, and it's strictly business.
What partnership?
Ours. I'm going to put up the money so that you can enter La Bellissima at Monza.
Oh, hey, now, wait a minute. I can't...
It's racing money, Joe. It's the money my dad left me.
Look, I told you what it's going to cost.
If we can hold it to $10,000, I know I can swing it. We can save on two items, the pit boss and the driver.
Well, look, me, you got, but you honestly think you can get Corfe to drive?
Well, I think he can be persuaded.
By you?
By me.
You know something? I wouldn't be surprised if you can.
Then we have a deal?
You get Corfe to drive La Bellissima, and you got 50% of the car.
And, Joe, it's so good to see a man come to life again.
Listen, we race under any color you choose.
I like the Gray Ghost just as she is.
The Gray Ghost? Yeah, that's great. Let's call her that from now on. Oh, brother, I'm as happy as a kid on the last day of school.
Now you get me back to Rome so I can talk to Corfe.
So you did recognize me the other night?
Yes.
I tried to avoid you. Why you come back?
I want to talk to you.
About the what?
No, not here.
I don't want to talk about your heart.
He may have to be part of it.
I go get excused by the head waiter. We can walk by the river. What do I think of Basso's Ferrari? Superb!
And what would you say if I told you I know a car that passed Guido as if he was standing still?
I would say it is the best car in Europe.
Well, how would you like to drive it at Monza?
No. No, I never drive again. Not after what happened to Chip.
You blame yourself for that?
Don't you, Duchess?
Well, I did. I don't know, Alex. Now that it's far enough away, I think if the positions had been reversed, wouldn't have Dad done the same thing?
What?
Cut him off from passing on the outside, drive him to the rail, and...
That is what everyone saw happen. And so a friend is dead, and I, who would have died for him, am to blame. We leave it at that. I swore I would never drive again.
Not even if I tell you that I'm half owner of the car, and we have no one else to drive it. Don't you owe me that at least? For my father.
For I must be mad. I am out of condition. My reflexes. 2 weeks. I will not know the car completely, but... All right, if you ask me, I shall drive. But, Kate, it will be a miracle if I can win for you.
Believe it. Her first race.
He's lapped the field at least twice.
Yeah, except for Basso. He's holding on.
He's a full lap behind.
Oh, wait. Stay with us. Hold up, baby. Hold up.
Oh, I can't see it. What is it?
It's a bad crash on the far turn.
Not Alex.
No. He barely missed him. Oh, damn. He hit something. The off front wheel.
Is it bad?
We'll know in a minute. No, the wheel's out of line. He's signaled. All right, boys. He's coming in next lap for repair. Run out 2 spare wheels and grab the gas line.
What's the trouble, Joe?
Well, it's maybe just a wheel. We'll have to jerk it to see.
Well, suppose it isn't the axle.
Well, then we've had it.
Don't touch that wheel, Joe.
Come on, you crazy.
Baby, are we gassed up?
Well, sure,
she's
but...
She's a Madonna. She runs the better on 3 wheels.
Alex, you're not going out. You're not...
You think not. You see who that was? Basso. He's made up. Stand away.
Can he catch him, Joe?
If he can keep her on the track. He made that curve all right.
And he's catching up on the straightaway. He's going to try to... No!
Huh? What is it?
But that's the same pattern that killed my father.
No, it's okay, Kate. It's okay. He has plenty of room and enough speed if he just holds his nerve. Oh, Judas Priest!
What?
He chickened out. The damn fool's about to come back inside, but she won't hold her. Oh, my God, she's gone! Well, I suppose we have to go in and see him.
Alex? Well, of course he's hurt. He may be...
Oh, don't worry. I've talked to the doctors. Nothing serious. He got out lucky. We took the fall, thanks to him.
What does that mean?
Well, you saw what happened. He chickened out. He let Basso fake him out on that last turn. The Ferrari didn't have the speed to pass, but Alex flinched and peeled off. Went into a spin, and that's what took him over the rail. Boy, when I think of it... Before the race, Basso came and offered me 25 million lira for the Grey Ghost, and I turned him down. Now we're left with nothing but a pile of junk.
Because you think Alex panicked.
Well, you saw it with your own eyes. What else?
I'm just not quite sure, Joe. Look, go into Alex, please, and try to be nice to him. I want to be alone in this little waiting room here to think and maybe make a phone call.
Yeah, but Kate...
Please, Joe.
Okay. Only don't leave me too long with him.
No, I won't. It'll be so short. The end. After all these years.
So you finally know, Duchess.
I think I do.
And you're ashamed of me.
No, I didn't say that, Dad.
You have to be as ashamed as I am of myself.
What happened?
You saw it all today, Duchess. Almost the way it was at Indy. Like Basso, I had the outside. I thought I had the speed to take the lead on the turn, but there wasn't quite enough. I was so light, I was afraid to brake. It might have put me through the rail. So even though I knew I couldn't make it by cutting in front, I panicked and cut on down, figuring that Alex would brake rather than take the chance. My rear end would knock his front wheels out of alignment. But I'd cut too sharp, and I went into a spin, and that took me right up the side and through the guardrail.
Alex didn't ride you into it?
It looked that way, but that wasn't I've lost my head. Same thing that happened to Basso today.
Only he came through it all right.
And Alex took the fall for him just as he had to take it in another way for me. Well, I guess I'm glad it's out at last. You won't be calling on me again.
No, Dad. I don't think I will.
Goodbye, Duchess. Maybe now I can rest at last.
I've got to make a phone call.
I tell you, I'm fine, Giovanni. A bruise up to a black eye. A little something broken on the shoulder. So what? It has been broken before. The important thing is the car. She is a dream.
Yeah. That's the word. A dream that's over. Oh, hello, Kate.
Joe, you mustn't give up. How are you feeling, Alex?
Splendid. And Kate is right, Joe. One race we get the bad break, but next time...
There'll be no next time. You won't be driving her again.
You cannot think I lost my nerve.
Well, what's the difference now?
A great difference to me. I have my pride.
Yeah, this time all you killed was an automobile.
Joe.
And what did I kill some other time? Oh, you mean...
If you mean my father... That was not Alex's fault. Tell him the truth, Alex.
No.
Then I will. This is just among us three. My father panicked and lost his head just the way Basso did today. So is it a crime? It only meant he was human. But I'm not going to let Alex take the blame.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry, Alex. I'm sorry, but what good does it do? There isn't any car left. The gray ghost is gone.
Oh, no, she isn't. We're going to raise her from the grave.
Yeah, how?
With Guido Basso's money. He's waiting to pay me for my half. He's promised to back her till she proves exactly what she is. The best racing car in Europe. So, you have a new partner.
Oh, I don't know.
He's really sorry. And he'll be with you all the way, Joe.
Well, I mean, I just figure the guy for such a heel.
Only where women are concerned. Well, I guess it's time to board.
Yeah. Arrivederci, benissimo.
Goodbye, Alex. Win them all from here on in.
Bye, Kate.
Bye, Joe. Send me a picture when she's rebuilt.
Oh, yeah, and the money I owe you. You know, I feel like such a louse. Alex is back driving again. I have my gray ghost, but what do you get out of this?
My husband, when I get home again, I hope. And at least I grew up.
May I see your ticket, please? Oh, well, Mrs. Richards, it's nice to have you aboard again.
Nice to be going back with you, Angie.
Oh, you look a lot different. That's what Rome will do for a girl. You must have found yourself a real Superman.
I did. And he'll be waiting for me when we land in the States. I'm going to be married again, Angie.
Ah, that's nice.
Doubly nice, because it's the same man.
What? That's kind of like a miracle.
Sort of. Funny. I had to come 4,000 miles to finally put a ghost to rest.
Four months later, Mrs. Ken Richards received a photograph of Gray Ghost number 2. And by the end of the year, she had established herself as the premier sports car in Europe. By that time, Mrs. Richards was able to send a picture of an even more complicated machine that her husband and she had taken 9 months to build. His given name was Joseph Alessandro Richards. But somehow, everyone ended up calling him Chip. I'll be back shortly.
In God We Trust, America Speaks.
In the words of Eleanor Roosevelt, all human beings have failings. All human beings have needs and temptations and stresses. Men and women who live together through long years get to know one another's failings, but they also come to know what is worthy of respect and admiration in those they live with and in themselves. If at the end one can say, This man used to limit the powers that God granted him. He was worthy of love and respect and of the sacrifices of many people, made in order that he might achieve what he deemed to be his task. Then that life has been lived well, and there are no regrets.
Presented by the Catholic Communications Foundation.
Should hear a voice from beyond or feel someone at your shoulder, I wouldn't trust it to be necessarily friendly. May I suggest that the best course is to follow the advice of Satchel Paige and never look back. There may be something gaining on you. Our cast included Betsy Palmer, William Redfield, Evie Juster, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Now, a preview of our next tale.
There is a way you can protect your husband from all harm.
Carol, what are you saying?
There is. Well, I hate the word. A spell. It is costly, but it works. With it, he cannot be harmed.
Are you serious?
Very.
Then for heaven's sake, do it. Give it to me, or whatever.
It will take 2 days, but it will work.
Do it.
Well, I will need a bit of his hair and a bit of his skin.
His skin?
Oh, just a tiny shaving. Not even enough to draw blood. And a slip of hair.
But how can I get them without his knowing?
It does not matter. Explain it to him. He will agree.
Oh, he'll think I'm crazy.
Find a way to get them. And get them fast, if you value your husband's life.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by the Florida Orange Growers and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
My name's Bill Garrity. Have a good night tonight and a better day tomorrow. And a lovely weekend. This is KOIN in Portland. It's 12 midnight.
CBS News. Argentina sets price controls but refuses organized labor's demand for an economic state of emergency. Good morning. I'm Mike Stanley reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Economics Minister Pedro Bonanni Friday night announced government price controls, particularly on basic necessities, in what he called a truce between prices and wages. But the conflict between the government of President Isabel Perón and the General Labor Confederation, Argentina's largest political force, may be about to heat up once again. In announcing price controls, Bonanni ignored appeals by the 3.5 million member labor organization for an economic state of emergency to hold the line on prices and halt rising unemployment. An estimated 250,000 workers have been laid off in the Buenos Aires area alone in the past 2 years. In Portugal, another approach to economics. Only hours after a new cabinet was installed, the left-wing government nationalized the country's second-largest shipyard, the beer brewing industry, a transportation and shipping company, and a property enterprise. Meeting last night for the first time, the new administration of General Vasco Gonçalves turned a deaf ear to objections from the large Socialist Party and moderate army officers, refusing to moderate its present revolutionary course. This as anti-communist disorders continue to sputter in the conservative northern part of Portugal. CBS News continues following this message.
Jubilant citizens lionize the soldiers, plopping red carnations into the muzzles of their rifles. Political exiles returned home. The hated secret police was abolished. A reign of democracy was vowed. The scene, Lisbon, following the coup of April 25th, 1974. The writing is from Time magazine's cover story this week on why those buoyant days are now gone, as a revolution against a dictatorship of the right is evolving into a dictatorship of the left. This week, every week, Time puts a world of information at your fingertips. Pick up a copy today.
Hi, world. Denny Bracken here with the captain of the culinary capers himself, Mike Roy.
Oh, wow.
A few selected words about what's happening on the Cook Thing tomorrow on the CBS Radio Net is in order, old boy.
It's a salad bowl you see there. And I got a little blue cheese, a little Roquefort. I'm going to make up a cheesy old dressing that everybody loves and will just dress that salad beautifully.
Oh, the evening wear of the salad set, friends, will be unveiled tomorrow right here on Mike Roy's Cook Thing on CBS.
Business as usual is scheduled at the White House today on the first anniversary of President Ford's taking office. But this evening, the President and Mrs. Ford plan a private dinner with Vice President and Mrs. Rockefeller to commemorate the occasion. Former President Nixon is not known to have planned any special observance of the first anniversary of his retirement from the Oval Office. He remains in his self-imposed exile at San Clemente, California. Former Watergate special prosecutor Leon Jaworski, speaking last night in Montreal, said the ending of the national scandal was perhaps the American judiciary's finest hour. House Republican leader John Rhodes, who counseled former President Nixon through his last days in office, says he doubts Nixon can ever regain public office. Another kind of anniversary is being observed in Northern Ireland, and it's been marked with violence. Peter Martin reports from Belfast.
A teenage boy was shot dead in Belfast. Three other youths were wounded by gunfire, and two soldiers injured during trouble in Belfast, which accompanied mostly peaceful demonstrations against internment. The dead youth was a Catholic. Police and soldiers say they were not involved in the shooting. The Army says troops and Army posts were the targets for countless shooting incidents during the night, but soldiers did not return fire. Two soldiers and a policeman were injured by stones thrown during rioting. Troops fired rubber bullets to disperse one mob. On a number of occasions, small explosive charges were thrown at soldiers. Catholic residents took to the streets throughout Northern Ireland to register their continuing opposition to internment, jail without trial. Several hundred men are still in a camp near Belfast, which at the height of the IRA campaign was prison for over 1,000 guerrilla suspects. Peter Martin for CBS News, Belfast.
A massive loss of life is reported in China. A Hong Kong newspaper quotes a representative of the Canton Bureau of the New China News Agency as saying 400 people died and another 100 are missing in a ferry collision that occurred last week near Canton. More news in a moment.
Hello, this is Angie Dickinson. Today, women are entering careers which were once strictly men only. So when a woman chooses to be a doctor, stockbroker, or police officer, she knows and accepts that she must be well prepared for the job. Yet, incredibly, some women fail to prepare themselves for the most important job of all, motherhood. True, not all women choose to become mothers, but if you are one who has, listen to the March of Dimes. As soon as you think you are pregnant, see a doctor and see that doctor often during your pregnancy. Follow good advice, eat the foods recommended, get plenty of rest, exercise in moderation. Most important, don't take any drugs, unless prescribed by the doctor. Prenatal care, the best possible preparation a woman can have for a healthy, normal pregnancy and a healthy, normal baby. Keeping in mind the importance of the job you've undertaken, follow March of Dimes' advice. Be good to your baby before it's born.
The 75th annual National Hobo Convention opens today in Britt, Iowa. The event continues to draw lots of onlookers, but the number of hobos appears to be dwindling. A Chamber of Commerce spokesman says 20,000 spectators are expected, but only 10 to 20 honest-to-goodness hobos will be there. Mike Stanley, CBS News.
This is the 12 o'clock news. Good morning. I'm Pat Callahan. A nonprofit organization designed to encourage the employment of minorities and women in government has filed a race discrimination charge against the Portland City Council and Mayor Neil Goldschmidt. The charge, filed with the Equal Opportunity Commission and the U.S. Department of Labor, comes from the United Minority Workers, Incorporated. The group alleges the city has discriminated against minority organizations in its allocation of Comprehensive Employment and Training Act funds. Students who plan on attending Oregon State University this fall but haven't filed an application had better hurry up and do so. That advice came yesterday from OSU President Robert McVicker, who says his school might have to turn away some applicants this year. McVicker says applicants are running 5% ahead of last year's and that there was a school enrollment record of nearly 16,000 that year. This year, McVicker says, there is an enrollment ceiling of 15,500. An East German fishing trawler is berthed in North Bend for repairs after it was disabled by faulty engine bearings and a shaft. The Rudolf Leonhard was towed into Coos Bay Harbor Thursday by the Coast Guard. U.S. Customs officials are restricting the crew of 84 to the ship. Mayor Robert Anderson of Everett, Washington, has received an extortion threat. Police say it demands $1 million and may be linked to a series of recent arson fires. The night of July 31st and early August 1st, 9 arson fires were reported to the Everett Fire Department. Former Atomic Energy Commission Chief Dixie Lee Ray says if she runs for governor of Washington, she will concentrate on getting control back from the federal level to the local level. Mrs. Ray says, "My experience in Washington, D.C. with the Atomic Energy Commission has strongly proven to me that we've let too much of our local governing power be taken over by the federal government." Officials of the Chicano Indian Study Center near Corvallis say it was a gopher that caused a flap about gunfire earlier this week. Members of a Corvallis Water Department crew said the center director, Patrick Mellenby, threatened armed resistance if the water were turned off because bills weren't paid. They said a shot was heard and a man appeared with a gun. Mellenby says the employee shot a gopher. After the contamination problems at Crater Lake, residents of North Salem and Kaiser in Marion County have been warned to avoid contact with the waters of Claggett Creek. The State Department of Environmental Quality reports that large volumes of caustic sulfur dioxide industrial waste are pouring into the stream, apparently from a broken sewer line. DEQ officials say portable water supplies are not endangered by the spillage. The weather for Portland, Vancouver, and vicinity, sunny today and Sunday. Brief morning clouds. It's going to get warmer. The highs will be in the mid-80s, lows tonight in the mid-50s. Northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of measurable rainfall is near zero through tonight. Currently in downtown Portland, it's 61 degrees. This is Bright and Beautiful. KOIN and KOIN FM Stereo in Portland. I'm Pat Callahan.